Bob Bertog has been patiently waiting from the Bertog Landscape Company. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How are you? It sounds like you got a busy day going.
Well, apologies for that. We do. Those are all things near and dear to folks. Maybe not as near and dear as their lawns and landscaping. What's the biggest piece of advice you want people to know about their stuff today?
Well, two things. One, I'm going to steal from Lou Manfredini. Make sure this weekend you disconnect your hose because it's going below freezing.
Yeah.
And then we're still 8 inches below where we should be for water. And the trees, and the leaves are really starting to drop now. And I think it's going to be a quick drop because they're so dry. They just want to end the season.
But it's still okay to water them.
Water. Yeah. Yeah, the roots will still take it up.
Even with the leaves gone?
Yeah, the roots are still active, yes.
I was watering my trees, like you said, over the weekend, and I almost wanted to explain to the neighbors coming by. Bob said it's okay. I know it's the fall. I know the leaves are orange, but the roots are still active right now, correct, Mr. Bertog?
That is correct, yes, absolutely. You should keep them watered.
847 says, hey, John, I missed the window to patch my lawn, but I thought Bob Bertog mentioned being able to lay down seed around Thanksgiving. Can you ask him the next opportunity to lay down seed?
It's called dormant overseeding, and you do it after the temperatures have, you know, we've had a couple of temperatures in the 30s where the soil temperature is going to go below 50, and seed will not germinate if the soil temperature is below 50. So the concept is you put it down, you put the top dressing mix down, you put the seed down, and then in the spring, you know, you got a big jump on the calendar because it's already done.
Talking to Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company, one of our listeners wanted to know if they could do some hardscape outside, maybe around the grill. What about that, Bob?
Plenty of time left in the season for that. The ground's not going to – you can really do it all winter, actually, if the ground doesn't fully freeze. That window is wide open to continue to do hardscapes.
Hosta seed question, Bob. Do I plant seeds now or in the spring? Should I start it in pots or directly in the ground? I didn't know there was such a thing as a hosta seed, Bob. I thought you just stole your neighbors.
Well, that's the smart thing to do. But if you're going to start them in the house, yeah, it's probably a little early because they're going to germinate quickly. I'd wait until. Do you really want to mess around with it? But if you do and you want to put them by the window, I'd say maybe start around February.
Really? But
January,
I mean,
February, yeah.
Why not start now? And then come May, you'll have a bigger plant still, right?
Well, they're going to be hard to maintain inside the house because they want to be outside. So you want to get them out of that pot into the ground pretty quickly in the spring.
Okay. So start them in a pot. Don't just plant a seed in the backyard. Maybe towards the end of winter, and then they'll be ready to transplant.
Correct.
What do I use to kill moss on the north side of my house? I plant grass seed, but the moss takes over.
There's a product called, and you'll hear this on Lou's show as well, Wet It and Forget It. It's a great product, and it works very, very well.
So you'll spray that. That'll kill the moss. I always thought, though, that was on the side of a building. It sounds like the moss is on the ground here, and they want to grow grass. You have thoughts about that, Bob?
Well, if it's all moss, you're not going to be able to grow grass there because the moss is there because it's so shady.
Yeah, so even a shade seed might not be what they need, some sunlight, Bob, and that's just not conducive to that spot, huh?
Every grass type needs some sort of sun. There are some shade seeds meant for dense shade, but even they're getting at least an hour of sun a day. So if you have no sun at all, you're not going to get grass seed to germinate.
All right, Rick, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. How can we help you, Rick? You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to find out. My neighbor sprayed his fence with some chemical to clean it. And when he hosed it off, I guess the chemical was a lot of bleach in there. So it's in my garden. What can I do to get my garden back in shape? Do I have to dig that dirt out because of the chemical bleach?
If it's a vegetable garden, I would definitely consider removing and replace.
Yes.
Yeah, I would remove it and replace it.
How sure are you that the soil is really contaminated? Like, did you just get a few drips?
No, when he hosed it off after he sprayed a chemical, I saw all the white running down in the dirt. So I assume he knows I'm mad, so I got mad. I walked away. I said a few words. But I'll assume it's some type of bleach chemical to clean his fence. Then he did hose it off. That's why I saw all the white stuff down there.
Yeah.
Do I have to go down like a foot to take the dirt out?
No.
How much?
Five, six, 5-6 inches, you should be fine. Just remove and replace.
Well, that's good luck to you. That's still a lot of work, though. 5-6 inches of soil for a whole vegetable garden. So then here's what you do. Then you rake all that up. Now you've got a pile. Now you put it in a wheelbarrow. Now you take it over to your neighbor's yard, and you return the...
There you go. Eye for an eye.
I mean, it's his dirt. He wanted it. He wanted to put the chemical in it. Bob, we just planted a service berry bush and 2 multi-stem red buds. Should we cover the stems to protect them from the deer? We live north of Milwaukee.
Yes, I would definitely put, and especially if they're young and tender too, you want to prevent frost cracks.
Yeah.
If it freezes and gets really cold and the trees are tender, you could, especially, did you say a Japanese maple?
It says, we just planted a service berry bush and 2 multi-stem red buds.
Oh, red buds. Yeah, red buds are very sensitive. You definitely want to cover those.
What do you cover them with, Bob?
Just burlap, a burlap wrap. Comes in rolls.
I bought some of that. I wrapped one of my trees with that a couple winters ago. They were new, and I was worried about the cold. So it's just you'll find it in, I found it in an Ace Hardware store, but probably a landscapes, a garden center or something like that, right?
Yep. Any garden center will have it. It's just a burlap wrap, and it's to prevent, you know, sun scald and freezing.
Please, please, please ask Bob Bertog, what can we do about plants that are toxic to dogs? My son just moved into a house that has periwinkle, Japanese pachysandra, yellow archangel milkweed. Can we spray them with something, or do we just have to pull them out?
Well, you can always spray it and kill it with a non-selective herbicide, but I don't think all of those that you mentioned are toxic. I would first make sure, I do your homework and make sure that they are toxic.
If you did want to kill a bush or one of these bigger plants, the non-selective herbicides are the things that I normally think about putting on the lawn to kill everything, including the weeds. That would take out a larger plant as well, Bob?
If you put it in a higher concentration, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess if you put enough down, huh? Ask Bob B if it's okay to cut my lily leaves now or wait until the spring.
No, go ahead and cut them now. They're fine. Okay. You're not going to like the look of that all winter.
Is it too late to plant an Osage orange tree, Bob?
If it's out of the ground now, you can put it back in the ground. So no, you still have the window still open to plant.
Your rule about potted plants and trees is they would rather be in the dirt than in the pot, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Anything else you want to mention before I let you go today, Mr. Bertog?
Just water.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not too late to do it, says Bob Bertog. Nope. Bob, we'll visit with you again next week. I appreciate your patience and your help today.
Thanks, John. Have a great week.
He's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. He's in Wheeling.